This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw with you into a second hour. Sam minus Greg. With Bo on the other side of the glass. I'm waiting for the sun to come up on a game day Saturday morning. Nine floors up in the Kia Studios. Lovely Midtown Atlanta. So glad you could be with us on what is an incredible sports weekend here in our city. There's so much going on. Braves playing at 105 today, looking to wrap things up and get that first division title since 2013. Mike Foltynewicz will be on the mound for the game. They won last night, beating the Phillies by a score of 6-5. And they're looking to clinch it today if they can get that win. Let's see what they do in the third game of a four-game series against Philadelphia. Also, sports coming up later on today. Tonight, by the way, Atlanta United is home, 7 o'clock, against Real Salt Lake. That game can be heard here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Mike Conte and Jason Longshore will have the call for you there. If that's not enough, then, of course, we got over at East Lake. We got the Tour Championship. Two rounds down, two rounds to go. Tiger Woods with the share of the lead, and he will play there later on today. 2:30 is the tee time for him, the last group, as he has a share of the lead going into it. He and Justin Rose there at 7 under par as they get set to play the third round there at East Lake. Big crowds this week, big crowds out there. Weather should be nice again today to go out and see the 30 top golfers in the world in a really nice environment. I had a caller earlier to call and say how much he enjoyed being out there. Dan said he was able to go up and just stand out. You can hear the golfers communicate with each other, hear them communicate with their caddies, because you can get right up and close to the action out at East Lake for the Tour Championship. Hope you get a chance to go out and see that. Of course, we got football going on around the area. We just talked some high school football just moments ago. Jeff Fisher from High School Football America. And yeah, he mentioned some of our teams, mentioned them in the big game and run down a few of the scores from last night. We talked about Colquitt County and they went over Grayson 26-14 final score. Colquitt is still undefeated. Another big game in Gwinnett. We saw Archer over Buford 48-24 final of that one. Parkview is still undefeated. Beat Milton 37-35. Tight game there. Wheeler is still undefeated. I know y'all might think that's a basketball school. Their football is 5-0 and they beat Roswell last night, 37-36 final score. Walton still undefeated, 45-21 winners over Noonan last night. So some of the scores are running down for you. North Cobb, don't let them fly below the radar. They're still undefeated. They beat Pebble Brook last night, 15-10 final. And I will tell you who else is undefeated. Meadow Creek. They did it last year, and everyone said, wow, you know, they came through and made the playoffs for the first time in a long time. They won again last night, 54-14. They beat Lakeside, the Cabin. They are 4-0. Are the Mustangs. Hillgrove, watch out for them. They're 5-0. They beat South Forsyth by a score of 36-14, the final score. Just some of the scores from around the area to throw at you and let you know about it. Maybe catch up with some more. Some got a few Saturday games as well coming up today. We'll let you know how that one. Marietta is playing against St. John's Washington later on today and see if they get a win there. They got a very challenging early schedule, and that's what a lot of teams are doing. And the Colquitt, because they only got four teams in their region, they're schedule games like the one last night. Scheduling is big, and obviously after talking with Jeff Fisher, you see what that scheduling can get you. Obviously gets you that consideration from the national rankings when you play that strength of schedule. So that's why a lot of the teams have these big matchups early in the season if they don't get that regular matchup through their region play. And also get some set for the back end of the schedule when they get to playoff time in November. So that's the method to the madness of why the coaches set up those games for high school sports. Now, as far as college goes, and we're going to get into more about into our Georgia and into Georgia and Georgia Tech coming up in just the next segment when Dan Walken from USA Today joins us. Of course, Georgia is on the road. They're playing out at Missouri, a 12 noon start, and you figure Georgia just keeps things going the way they've had it in recent weeks. It's their second game in the conference. 2 weeks ago, they won at South Carolina. This week, they're at Missouri. And Missouri could cause some problems. Could cause some problems, but if Georgia goes out and really handles the business the way they could, I mean, it seems like they should get another victory there today. Missouri comes in at 3-0, Georgia at 3-0, the number two ranked team in the country, and they are there out there taking on the Missouri Tigers in Southeastern Conference play. Georgia Tech is taking on Clemson. Clemson Tigers into town at 3:30 kickoff of that one over at Bobby Dodd Stadium at Grant Field, and you say the Clemson team comes in. Should be big favorites in that one. Georgia Tech knows what they have to do in this game, and that is obvious. That offense has to work. The Georgia Tech offense has to click because the thing you want to do, that the quarterbacks and the offense, the explosive offense that Clemson has, they can't hurt you if you keep them on the sideline sipping Gatorade. And to me, that's the thing that Georgia Tech aims to do today, is to go out and execute that offense, maintain drives, you know, dominate the clock, and try to keep that offense off stride. It's going to be difficult to do against a very talented Clemson defensive unit. They'll be without Kendall Joseph today, the outstanding linebacker. He's out with a groin injury in practice this week, so he'll be missing for the Clemson defensive unit today. We'll see what Georgia Tech can do with them when they line up at 3:30. I already mentioned also coming up today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we got Georgia State taking on Western Michigan. I'll be there. Hope you come over as well. Panther pregame show comes your way at 12 o'clock and work right up to kickoff at 2 p.m. Panther pregame show, that is, at 12:30, kickoff at 2 p.m. over at Georgia State Stadium. And look to see if the Panthers can get back in the winning ways. Last time they were playing at home, they got the big season opening win over Kennesaw State. It's been a rough last 2 weeks, suffering losses at NC State and at Memphis last Friday night. Some positive things that have come out, though, has been the play of some of the freshmen who've had to play. And one particular freshman running back, Destin Coates, he's been a guy who's been able to get some good runs, and maybe you can get him going today and get some good yardage to go against this Western Michigan team. Western Michigan comes in with the identical record of Georgia State. They're 1-2 out of the MAC. You know the MAC. You bring the cameras, and we'll play the game. You know, the MAC, they come on any day of the week, you know, Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, you see them dudes play any night of the week in the MAC. Yes, that's the conference that Western Michigan is from, the conference with Toledo and Akron, Ohio U, and Miami. That is the conference that they are from. And so for this season, they lost to Syracuse and to Michigan, but had a big, big win over Delaware State out of the MEAC, 68-0 last week coming into this game. So they're coming off a victory. They're coming in to take on a Georgia State team that has some injuries in the secondary. And we'll watch to see if their quarterback, John Wasnik, can find a way to maybe Wasnik can go out and maybe try to exploit some of that. You know, we'll try to see what Georgia State can do. A lot of youngsters into the secondary, going to be trial by fire for them. By the way, 10 true freshmen have seen action so far for this Georgia State team. Some because they've earned it, but others out of necessity, especially with the secondary. So we'll see. If those guys can grow up, do some growing in this game, if the guys up in front of them on the defensive line and the linebacker core can set the stage for them to make some great plays and give the Georgia State Panthers this chance to get this win at home and even that record at 2-2 before they get into conference play next week against Louisiana Monroe. That's coming up. All right, some other teams around the area. How about Kennesaw State? They're home. They got a 6 o'clock start at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. They're taking on Clark Atlanta out of the AU Center. Of course, at 6 o'clock start, the Owls are ranked number 5 this week in FCS ranking. Down in Macon, Mercer is home at 4 o'clock, taking on Citadel in Southern Conference play, Southern Conference action. Mercer coming off a big win over in Samford in Birmingham, getting that win last week. Reinhardt is home up at lovely Waleska, 1:30. The kickoff time against Ave Maria for the Reinhardt team. They've been on a roll of late. See if that continues today. Barry is on the road. They're ranked nationally in Division III. They're 3-0 so far this year. 7 o'clock start there at Center up in Kentucky. Shorter's playing in Valdosta State. 7 o'clock start time tonight down in Valdosta. West Georgia, the alma mater, is home today, taking on Florida Tech. That's a 2 p.m. start. West Georgia at 3-0 so far this season. Morehouse also is 3-0. The Maroon Tigers are playing in Chicago. They're in the Chicago Football Classic, taking on Miles College from Birmingham. 3:30 is the start time for that one, as Morehouse looks to go to 4-0 playing up in Chicago. Albany State and Jackson, Tennessee, taking on Lane. That's a 2 p.m. start. Savannah State is in Tallahassee taking on Florida A&M. That is a 6 p.m. start for Savannah State down there. And Apprentice is at LaGrange College. LaGrange College is a 1 o'clock game. Fort Valley is playing in a rare Sunday game. Fort Valley will be in Columbia, South Carolina tomorrow at 4:30 to take on Benedict. That's 4:30 tomorrow. So Fort Valley and Benedict out of the SCAC are playing a rare Sunday afternoon game coming up tomorrow in Columbia, South Carolina. That's a rundown of where your local and area college football teams are playing today. Like I said, you got several games here in town. The Kennesaw State game is a 6 o'clock start. Clemson at Georgia Tech is a 3:30 start. And Georgia State against Western Michigan is a 2 p.m. start. Some guys are going to come on, of course, at the top of the hour. Dan Kamal and the Sports Insider come your way. And after that, coming your way at 9 o'clock will be college football game time. That will have Chris Goforth, Randy McMichael, and John Chuckery talking college football with all type of interesting interviews and information, getting you set to walk up to the Panther pregame show. It comes your way at 12:30 and the kickoff at 2 o'clock over at Georgia State Stadium. Panthers taking on the Broncos of Western Michigan. We'll be there. Hope the Panthers get that second victory of the season there before, like I said, they get into the conference play. Of course, Western Michigan, look for that too. They start their conference play next week at Miami of Ohio. And so they come in today's game. See if the Panthers can go out and get the job done. You'll listen to it and you'll hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now we're going to dig deeper into this weekend's college football matchups. Dan Walken from USA Today is on top of all of it. SEC, ACC, we're going to talk with him. He's on the way next. You stay with us here on a game day Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you on a game day Saturday morning. Sun starting to rise, starting to come up on a Saturday morning with so much happening in our area, so much sports happening. But, of course, this time of the year, there's nothing else like college football, nothing else that commands the attention from us, especially in this part of the country. And joining us now on the waitfort.com hotline from USA Today. Okay, we're seeking to get with Dan Walken soon to chat with us about college football and talk about some things that he's covered and things he's talked, his thoughts on this week. And what's coming up as far as college football goes. Of course, we're looking for some great things to happen, expecting some great things to happen with our college teams. And we talked about earlier about Georgia and what they have an opportunity to do today as they play out at Missouri and that one elsewhere around the Southeastern Conference. In that game, you have a game that does it mean what it normally means? And that's the Florida-Tennessee game that's coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. We know in the years past what that game would mean. And maybe going forward, you got two new coaches in those teams. They got to recruit and get their players in. Still Florida and Tennessee, a game that should be a special game and can be a very, very special game. Two teams that are undefeated also playing tonight at 7 o'clock, Mississippi State and Kentucky. Watch and see what that one goes. It's Mississippi State, 14th ranked, kind of flying below the radar they are. We watch for that team as well. Joining us once again, we mentioned on the waitfort.com hotline, Dan Walken joins us from USA Today Sports. Dan, good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, great. Always great to hear from you. Always great to catch up with you. You keep an eye on things college football-wise. We've been watching this Georgia team, and through three games, what have you felt like you learned about this team, and what should we know about them and what we've seen so far?
Well, we know that they're really good, and I think going to South Carolina, winning the way they did, really controlling that second half was a huge step in their development. I think people who watch the game closely, at least they believe that Georgia defensively is not as good as they were last year. Give up too much against the run, a little bit susceptible to the big play, and that is the one thing that they're going to have to develop as they go forward this season. Offensively, their trajectory is fine. Defensively, that there may be a little bit of weakness there, but they'll get a test today for Missouri, and we'll see if a really explosive offense, how they look against that Georgia front seven, which, you know, again, it just lost a lot of talent from a year ago.
Lost a lot of talent. I guess you lean more maybe on the run game, which Georgia does have, and we know what they lost as far as the running game last year, but it seems like some other guys have stepped up to kind of shoulder some of that load, and that's probably going to be what Kirby Smart leans on today.
Well, when you've got an offensive line like Georgia, and that's really where they've built their program, they've developed those guys. They're huge. It's just a massive offensive line, and they're good. They're talented. And there's no doubt. I mean, that's was the goal coming in, was to build your program from the inside out, and that's what they've done to win in the trenches, and that wins you a lot of games at the SEC.
Spending time this morning on the Wakeboard.com hotline with Dan Wolken. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wolken. Elsewhere around the conference, we look at the game, obviously the game, the CBS network game at 3:30, going to be Texas A&M and Alabama. Aggies got a prayer of doing anything over in Tuscaloosa today.
Well, you wouldn't think that Texas A&M, that this is a good spot for them to try to go in and win. Alabama, the way they're playing right now, they've been pretty dominant. And, you know, I think it'll be an interesting litmus test for Alabama as well. I mean, they've played really good football, but they haven't played a team with the kind of ability, the kind of talent that should be able to push them. I think with A&M, I don't expect them to win. I don't expect them to come close, but they do have the kind of athletes that you need to at least slow down or limit Alabama a little bit. So I think this will be the first time we have to really look at Alabama and see a team that is playing on somewhat level playing field.
LSU's home against Louisiana Tech. Auburn's home against Arkansas. This Mississippi State team intrigues me, though, Dan. To me, they're flying below the radar. Thoughts about, you know, what you see when you look at Mississippi State?
Yeah, I'm a real big fan of the way they've played. They're extremely physical. Defensively, they've got a couple guys up front who are absolutely going to be pros. Nick Fitzgerald, you know, he's getting his timing back. He's knocking some of the rust off after that ACL injury last year. He's going to continue to get better. Kylan Hill has been kind of a revelation at running back. If you look at the metrics, they really look like one of the best teams in the country. Now, you know, again, they have not necessarily played anyone. That game against Kansas State on the road was not the kind of test some people thought it would be. They got to go to Kentucky today, and that's going to be interesting. But, they look like a real good football team, one that maybe could even give Alabama a little bit of a scare in that Western Division.
Once again, spending time with Dan Wolken from USA Today Sports. You can follow him once again on Twitter, at Dan Wolken. Here in town, Dan, we got a Clemson team coming into town, and what, if anything, can Georgia Tech do to try to slow down a team that seemed like they've been clicking on all cylinders in all phases so far this season?
Well, actually, you know, with Clemson, they have not been clicking. I mean, they've you look at kind of the way they played against Texas A&M, they were hanging on for dear life at the end of that game. Last weekend against Georgia Southern, you know, it was really only a 24-7 game in the fourth quarter, and then they got a couple late touchdowns to make it look a little bit better. They're still trying to find an identity on offense. And you know, Kelly Bryant has been the starter. They've played Trevor Lawrence a lot. There's no real set rotation to it. There's no real rhythm to it yet. And defensively, you know, they're a little bit susceptible in the back end. Their secondary is definitely a cause for some concern as they go forward this season. Now, having said that, you know, Georgia Tech has had a lot of issues early. I think this is turning out to be a bit of a disappointing season for Paul Johnson. I mean, they have time to try to rescue it, but this does not look like a spot where they're going to be able to win today. That defensive front from Clemson is really, really, that's the strength of their team. And, you know, I think Georgia Tech's offensive line is just flat out underperformed. And that's where they really need to win, is that battle up front. And, you know, they just have not, they've not had the look of a Georgia Tech team that is capable of beating someone like Clemson.
Also spending time in the ACC, Florida State home at 3:30 against Northern Illinois. What do we expect from this Florida State team today, and where do you hear that program is right now?
Well, they really need a win, and you know, I know Northern Illinois is not very good, but at this point, you know, any sort of sign of progress for Florida State would be welcome. You look at their offense, they've played two games against ACC teams, and they've only scored 10 total points. So, you know, it's really all about their offensive line. They're injured. They're beat up. They're not very talented. They've got a quarterback in DeAndre Francois, who's probably a bit overrated. But they still have some good skill guys, you know, running backs, Cam Akers, wide receivers. They've got some guys, but they have not been able to move the football against anyone with Division I talent. And, you know, so we'll see. I mean, Northern Illinois, this is not a vintage Northern Illinois team. They've had their own issues offensively. This is going to be an ugly game, probably. But, you know, Florida State just desperately needs a win, because if they don't get it, you know, I'm not sure they will win another game this season, which will really put a lot of scrutiny on Willie Taggart going into year two. I don't really think they can fire him. They would owe him $21 million. That's, I don't think, a tenable solution for them. But going into next year, if they go, you know, 2-10 or 3-9 or something like that at Florida State, that's a real problem for the coach.
One team in the Big 12, like one game in the Big 12 kind of drops my attention. This is Texas and TCU thing. I don't know if you felt like Texas, after the game with Southern Cal, if they're for real now and ready to get some momentum going. TCU is going to be a test for that tonight. That's a 4:30 start.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing with TCU is they fired a lot of bullets, you know, emotionally and physically in that game against Ohio State. It felt like they kind of emptied the tank. And they came close, but it just wasn't quite good enough. And so you got to come back now in a week and get up again. And Texas is they're better than they looked in that week one game against Maryland. I think that's pretty clear. But how good are they? We'll find out. You know, since TCU joined the Big 12, they've really kind of dominated Texas. And so that's another factor in this series that I think you have to look at. But, you know, I kind of like Texas in this spot. I just think they're catching TCU at a good time. And, you know, I think Texas may have kind of figured out some solutions in that second half against USC.
Yeah, and they looked like it. Seemed like you see a light bulb go on with that team during that game last week, and see what happens with that one. One other game on that conference as well, too, the Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State playing at home. Seemed like that one probably go their way. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, you know, one of the, I think, bigger wins that kind of went on under the radar last week was Texas Tech beating Houston. That was a game that Cliff Kingsbury really needed to show his athletic director, Kirby Hocutt, that, you know, he's solid in that job. There's been some speculation as to what might happen at Texas Tech if Cliff had another losing season. And, you know, he's an alum, and I think they want to give him every benefit of the doubt. But they showed some explosive ability. Now, you know, still the thing with them is defense. It's just not been very good. You know, and Oklahoma State, that was an awesome performance last week. They really looked strong in beating Boise State, and they look strong defensively. That was the big kind of revelation out of that game. So Oklahoma State, you know, I think looked like a potential contender in the Big 12. But, you know, you gotta play a really explosive offense in Texas Tech, and sometimes that games against that team are just kind of like, you know, it's like a tennis match, whoever can break serve.
Yeah, and that's what you expect when you go up against those guys. You got to put some points on the board and make sure you have enough. And I think that's the thing you watch for that. Well, that was a 7 o'clock start tonight. Dan Walken, we thank you for getting up and spending some time with us on this Saturday morning and getting us, dropping some knowledge on us for this game day for college football. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Dan, always great to have you. Once again, you can follow him on Twitter at Dan Walken. He's with USA Today Sports. All right, top of the hour. Dan Kamal, Dr. Dale Yake, Sports Insider coming up. We're going to dig more into college football as we get set for this game day and the games impacting teams in our area. We're going to continue with that on this game day Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com.
We got a lot of confidence in a lot of young guys on the line that haven't got a chance to play yet. they're really, really good, all of them, and we're pretty deep at the, in that area on the team. So anytime somebody does go down, unfortunately, we know somebody that's going to step up in and do a great job taking over.
That is Georgia running back Elijah Holyfield. Last week, had a really nice effort for the Georgia football team. 8 carries, 100 yards, and Georgia's win over Middle Tennessee. Welcome back into a game day Saturday morning, Sam, and we're still looking for Greg. We're not sure where he is. But Sam without Greg this morning. Here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, 99TheGame.com. And of course, we just heard from Dan Walken. Thank him once again from USA Today for getting up and dropping some knowledge on us for college football to get us all set for our college game day. Yes, he talked about the Georgia team and what they have to do against Missouri. Against a Missouri team that puts a lot of points on the board, a lot of yards. The quarterback has thrown for over 1,000 yards already this season. And so their total offense is like second in the Southeastern Conference. And when you talk about this Missouri team and what they're capable of doing, what they've done so far this year, of course, they're going up against a Georgia team that will bring a defensive unit that's going to be better, although, you know, it's not the same defensive unit from last year. Should be better effort from them going out of Missouri today. But the Missouri team is very capable when it comes to scoring. The thing that Georgia can do really is put it on the ground and let the ground game go to work. Georgia, one of the top ground game teams in the Southeastern Conference. You can imagine which team was the top rushing team in the conference so far this season. It is Mississippi State, and it's one of the reasons why they're playing so well. And Dan Walken talked about the fact that where this team is and how much he likes about this team. They're a very physical team, Mississippi State, and they take on Kentucky today. But Georgia wants to keep it undefeated. They want to keep it rolling on the road out in Missouri against this Missouri team and against a quarterback who is very capable, if he gets some time, to do some things that he's been doing all season long. He ranks up at the top of the conference at Drew Locke. He has some capable receivers. Emmanuel Hall is one of them, leading in receiving yardage in the Southeastern Conference. Those are two folks that Georgia defense will definitely have to contend with in order to have some success and get this win. Second conference win today. 2 weeks ago, they got the first conference win, obviously, against South Carolina. Did Georgia. So want to go out there, get the job done. Now that they got the number two ranking in the country, and go out and handle business. Meanwhile, closer to home, what can Georgia Tech do? What can Georgia Tech try to do to try to slow down this Clemson team that's coming in? And, you know, as Dan said, you know, there are some things you can do, but you got to be able to move the ball. They have to be able to move the ball and sustain drives. Clemson's offense searching for their identity, searching for who, you know, they are. Obviously, they're using two quarterbacks, and that's has served them well with who they played and who they've beaten so far. You know, Texas A&M gave them a push last week. So what happens today, you know, Clemson takes on Georgia Tech. 3:30 is the kickoff time here in town over Bobby Dodd Stadium and Grant Field, and you have to watch it and see what the Georgia Tech team is able to do. To clear that up. Boy's trying to get away. But see what happens with that coming up today. You know that the Tech offense counts on ball control. They count on keeping the ball away and keeping the Clemson, keeping that Clemson offense on the sideline. And that's, to me, the best thing that they can do if they're going to go out and have an opportunity to really do the best thing today. Come up with some stops on defense. Come up with some stops on defense and just have those long, sustained drives that when the Georgia Tech offense is at its best, that's what they do. We want to see if they can do that. We want to see Taquan Marshall leading the team, see if direct that offensive tack. Don't put it on the ground. Obviously, you want to play a clean game today and not turn it over and give Clemson any added opportunities as the Tigers come in. And, you know, you give them a short field to work from. They've got the tools. They've got the talent. You know just what they do. But the idea today is to go out there and slow them down if possible and give Georgia Tech an opportunity, give himself a chance, a fighting chance in this one coming up today. So we spent some time this morning. We wrap things up this morning. Tomorrow, obviously, we're going to get into more Falcons as NFL comes. And Bo on the other side of the glass, he's nodding his head because he is a big Saints fan, and he'll be excited. Now, Bo, our assignment tomorrow, we got to find some beignets. I don't know where they are in town.
I'm not 100% sure either. The only place that I actually knew, and they closed probably 10 years ago, was a Cafe Du Monde down in Five Points.
Right, right.
You know, so if anybody out there knows a place we can get some beignets to maybe we celebrate this game tomorrow with some breakfast.
We have to be careful, though. I mean, we can't have a. They got a lot of powder stuff. The boss wouldn't like us getting that all over the Kia Studios.
Oh, we definitely have to keep it out there in the grazing area.
He would not be happy if he came in and saw that powder all over the place, and especially if he missed out. We didn't have any for him too. So that's the other thing we want to avoid tomorrow morning. But it'll be a lot of fun. Sure, the Saints fans are already in town. They always come to town early. The tailgating will be as it always is when the two teams get together. It should be a lot of fun. Some questions and concerns for this Falcons team. Some injuries. We want to see who's going to be able to show up and be ready to play against the team. Obviously, you're facing number 9, and you know what you want to do with them. You want to get sacks, but you know what you're not going to get is sacks. You don't touch him. He always managed to get the ball away. That's just what he does. What else can you do? You know, can you slow down Alvin Kamara? Can you slow down some of the young receivers that he has on the team? If anything, can exploit a New Orleans defensive unit that seems not to be matching their performance of a season ago. Whatever reason, they seem not to be matching up the productivity and the things that they've done early on. And we've seen them, you know, some games having trouble with Cleveland, kind of got in trouble in a shootout with Tampa Bay. So we'll see what that defensive unit can pull together tomorrow, coming against a Falcons team that looked like they got things all going in the right direction last week. The thing of it is, can they follow that up with another week of sustaining drives and finishing in the red zone? That was good to see. Can they do it again this week? And that's what we look to see. That would be great. A big win would be two wins in the division early in the season. That would also be good. So it'd make this game an important one. It's a rivalry, obviously. It's. I've always said it's the NFL rivalry that acts like a college rivalry. It really does. And, you know, it just has that kind of feel to it. If you've ever been to the game here or if you've ever been to the game in New Orleans, when it's Falcons-Saints, it always has that feeling. And it's always something special. We're going to be joined tomorrow morning in studio. Fred McCreary, former Falcons fullback, going to drop in with us to talk about his experience going and playing in New Orleans and against the Saints and what the intensity of those games are like. When they play an arch rival in the National Football League. And also his thoughts on this year's Falcons team. He was a fullback. Could this team use a fullback? I don't know. We'll talk with him about those things and more tomorrow morning, so you make sure and join us here in studio. Okay, on Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.